I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. Last week's USDA Cattle on Feed report had placements in feedlots during the month of April totaling more than 1.8 million head, 11% above a year ago, as well as above what most analysts were estimating. USDA livestock analyst Shel Shagham discusses the 3% increase from a year ago's marketing of fed cattle.
I think that reflects the desire on the part of feedlot operators to move those animals as quickly as possible. What you have is a fairly wide spread between what current cash prices are and what the futures market is telling you prices in the next couple of months are going to be. And I think that's really provided incentives for those feedlot operators to have moved those animals through their feedlots as rapidly as possible.
In Idaho, cattle placed on feed was up 67% from the previous year, but down 26% from the previous month. Number of cattle marketed was at 24,000 head, which was 29% below the previous month, but 4% ahead of a year ago. In Washington, the number of cattle placed on feed was 6% higher than a year ago, but 16% lower than the previous month. Marketed numbers were down. It was 3% below the previous month and 12% below a year ago. In Colorado, the number of cattle placed on feed in feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or greater was estimated at 155,000 head, which was 24% below the previous month's inventory and 7% above a year ago. Cattle marketed was 125,000 head during April, which was 26% below the previous month and 7% below a year ago. That's today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.